From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Kathleen Moore is reporting for the Times Union that the State Education Department on May 24th canceled the Regents exams in U.S. History and Government, saying content in the test could add to the trauma students experienced following the Buffalo shooting. The test has already been printed, and students were scheduled to sit for the exam on June 1st. In a letter posted on the State Education Department website, Commissioner Betty Rosa wrote that although the exam's content was, and I quote, educationally sound, end quote, it was reviewed in the wake of the mass shooting, and that experts determined some of the content could potentially compound student trauma, end quote. Department spokesperson Emily DeSantis later issued a statement that suggested one question was involved. She wrote, and I quote, while developed by New York State certified social studies teachers more than 2 years ago and field tested to confirm that the exam's content is educationally sound, the tragedy in Buffalo has created an unexpected and unintended context for the planned assessment. It is not appropriate to administer the exam with a question that could compound the grief and hardship faced by our school communities, end quote. DeSantis said at the June 2022 Board of Regents meeting, the board will consider granting an exemption to allow students to graduate without taking the exam. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that a Hopewell Junction woman was killed when she fell while hiking in Hunter, according to a report issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Just after 12:30 p.m. on May 22nd, a DEC ranger responded to Platte Cove Road following the report of a fallen hiker. Rangers pronounced the woman dead at the scene. Her name was not released. Her body was transferred to the Greene County Coroner's Office for further investigation. The state police are leading the investigation, and you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Greenville will next month hold the first week-long festival organized by the Yondra Company. The group launched in 2014 with the intention of providing phone-free environments at concerts and comedy shows. The Greenville event will take place from June 24th through 26th on private farmland Route 81 and bring 15 musical acts and up to 400 music fans to the area. All fans will have their phones secured in Yondra pouches throughout the weekend, allowing concert-goers to hold on to their devices but unable to access their phones except in designated smartphone areas. Yondra founder and CEO Graham Dugoni said a company team-building trip to Rensselaerville in Albany raised the company's interest in hosting a music festival in upstate New York. Dugoni said, and I quote, when we went there, everyone seemed to love the area, and we felt like it kind of reflected what we hoped that a space for a festival would provide, end quote. Greenville Town Supervisor Paul Mako said the festival should pump money into the town's economy. He said, and I quote, they're allowing camping on the site, and anytime you can bring people into our community, they generally spend money. That's great for the town and great for those small businesses that might service those people, end quote. The lineup for the June event includes indie rock band Chick Chick Chick, New Jersey rapper Topaz Jones, and Pennsylvania punk band Sheer Mag. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.